Greetings. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, also broadcast simulcasting on East City Stargate on YouTube, and we're also on Rumble and Odyssey and quite a few others. All of those are there if you want to check them out. There's so much going on right now. I can't think of a better guest to cover some of it. And we've got Elena Danon, and she wrote A Gift from the Stars and We Will Never Let You Down. I've got the first book. It's great. And I can't wait to read the next one. But she's a contactee. She was an abductee, got saved, and her savior stayed with her and are continuing to give her information about what's happening out in the multiverse right now. And I can't think of a better guest kind of update on us on what is happening. So without any further ado, Elena, welcome to the show.
Thank you, James. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. There's 10 different directions we can go here. The first thing, I want to get into the latest news in a minute, but there's a lot of new information coming out now, and it's dovetailing with the exact same information we've been getting. You've been given more detailed information about it. But one of the things that's happening is that there's been the huge meetings on Jupiter, here's a thing that people are misunderstanding. They've got 10 different names for these groups, right? And people call it the Galactic Federation. They call it the Galactic. I don't know. What is the best way to refer to, maybe we can go through the different groups that are helping us at this time.
Yes, there are different groups. They name themselves in their own alien language, and we are struggling to get to be all okay on the same translations. You have the Galactic Federation of Worlds, which is the literal translation. We can call it just the Galactic Federation. Mm-hmm. It is a federated group of lots of worlds of this galaxy only. They have a role of like military administration, laws, and it's a federation of cultures, mm-hmm. all helping and supporting each other. Then you have the Andromedan Council, which is... you have more than 140 races. They are cultures. I mean, they are way higher in density, and they are more working on the energy, spiritual level on these different planes. And you have the Council of Five, which is also known as the Orion Council of Light or the Orion Council, the positive mm-hmm. one, yeah. Is the same. It was formerly named the Council of Nine. So that's the confusion with another Council of Nine. So
yeah,
Galactic Federation, Council of Five, Orion Council of Five, I can say like this, and Andromedan Council. And then you have a new group coming that we're going to talk about.
Yeah. And then you have the Earth Alliance is that's more the ground crew for the Earth, right? The Earth Alliance.
Yes. So the Alliance or the Earth Alliance is an alliance, as it said, between two military forces, the four military forces from the Galactic Federation, which is alien, and mm-hmm. Earth military contingents like U.S. Navy, now the U.S. Air Force has joined, and other countries I know. I don't know how they name themselves, but there's mm-hmm. many countries. The White Hats, you know, but the military yeah. side of it. So they put their strength, their logistics in common to fight the reptilians in the undergrounds and the domes, and also in space with the Solar Warden fleet, which is a fleet that has been created by the U.S. Navy with the help of the Galactic Federation, exchange of technology.
Awesome. And then on the dark side, we have to cover that just to let people know who the players are. So we have the Dark Fleet, and that kind of originated with reptilian Nazi technology where they kind of combined together. And then the major corporations, which they took over a lot of major corporations too. So it's a huge corporate reptilian Nazi, you might say, program that's been running things for quite some time here on the Earth.
Yes, that's the main enemy, in fact, that is being fought, that has been defeated, actually. You had the Interplanetary Corporate Conglomerate, which was working especially with the Dark Fleet. They were like this. Both have been defeated.
Great.
And it's a triangle. It's a triangle. So this triangle is called the Dark Alliance by our ET friends. The Dark Alliance, which is now really dissolved and crumbling apart. The three points of this triangle are the Dark Fleet, the Sikar Reptilian Empire, or the Draco Reptilians, and the third is the Orion Greys, the Orion Group, or naming themselves the Nebu.
And they call them the Grey Alliance or whatever the Grey.
Yes. Yeah, or the Grey Collective or the Grey Alliance. Yes.
And just getting all the players straight here, because people are getting really confused and saying who is who. And I tried to explain it to them, and I said that these other guys have pretty much been defeated, but it's good idea to know who they were and what their agendas were. But it seems like a lot of their agendas are still being played out right now, you know, with our governments and things. And now, you know, we've cleared out the external forces and most of the other things, and now we've got to clean out the tyranny here on Earth and their counterparts on the Earth.
Yeah, and the Galactic Federation is not going to do that for us. They took care of the extraterrestrial threat, which we weren't enough, you know, strong enough to do to fight against. Now it's up to us to. They support us, of course. They assist us, of course. But it's up to us now to treat our problems, supported and helped. But it's our victory. It's if nobody's going to do the work for us, we need to wake up and do it. You know, that Thorhana told me at the start of all of this, he said, humanity needs to see the face of evil and who are his allies. And that's what's happening. We need to see the darkness to really see the balance and grow from it and open our eyes, you know?
Well, that's what I told people. I said, we're going through the chaos phase right now and the S storm, you know, but we need to do that to see who's who, like, and what their agendas are and who are the players on the negative side and the positive side. So we have to go through this chaos and this storm we're going through right now, just to kind of weed out and smoke out the ones that are still operating, you know, along the same lines as the Dark Fleet or the Cabal or whatever name you want to give them. But and we're in that phase right now. And then we do have the White Hats and we do have the Earth Alliance and they have help from the Federation as well. So I don't see that as really being successful. You know, it's imploding already as we speak. It has to be seen for what it is, and they have to let it run for a while to get what people call the normies, you know, the people that are asleep and just doing whatever they're told and everything. I call them the critical thinking, research impaired, social engineered, whatever name you want to give them, but they're just clueless as to what's unfolding. So that has to unfold so they can see exactly who's who and stop following these edicts, these tyrannical edicts that they're passing out. But that's on the Earth. That's what's happening on the Earth right now. Going further now, they had the meetings on Jupiter. They had major, major meetings on Jupiter. Can you talk about that?
Yes, sure. These meetings on Jupiter are the equivalent of the Yalta agreements before the end, just before the end of World War II on Earth. It's when the victory is secured and we know the allies know they're going to win. We're going to win. It's fine. It's secured. It just needs to finish the fight and just finish the cleanup and the fights. But this victory is secured. That's where we are now. We're just finishing the work. So when the victory is known to be secured, you need to organize the after war straight away. Take a step forward before it happens. Because after a war, chaos can really settle and everyone will want a piece of what's left. The mining facilities on the moon, the infrastructures on Mars, the mining facilities in the asteroid belt, like Ceres and places like that. So the Galactic Federation has helped us from Earth to get organized. They have helped us. So they organized, they facilitated these meetings on Jupiter. It was like, I like to joke about it and say Terra got talent.
Yeah.
<You know? laughs> They were auditing different space forces. In fact, that follows up the Artemis Accords, which are collateral union collaboration of different countries of Earth, uniting their space force together to be stronger. So the different countries, 14 countries were represented by and military officials from the space force of that country, the said country, and CEOs from corporations and industries that were there to make contracts to basically who's going to build ships, who's going to build facilities, who's going to transport material, people, who's going to supply workers, etc., etc., etc. So that's what happened. So they selected the more able countries and logistics, six of them. The other ones, of course, are still participating, but six countries are composing now what we could say the birth of the new Starfleet, like in Star Trek.
Yes.
And the United States are managing all the logistics and everything. So they've included also in the six China and Russia, although they were competitors from the US economically. That's a policy of the Galactic Federation, who hasn't imposed that choice, but just offered the idea. Yeah. And the idea was accepted. They never impose anything because they have this ethic of trying to include potential competitors to lock them with rules. Then they cannot, that's a very good thing. So that's what happened on Jupiter.
Yeah, it seems like, when they see what's available to them versus this petty bickering, over resources and things, when all of a sudden they realize, oh, the whole universe is opening up unlimited resources, everything else, they're going to turn their eyes in that direction away from all the little petty bickering and in-house fighting going on.
Yes.
It seems, I know a lot of that technology is here already. It's on the planet. And it's just been extremely suppressed, by the big companies, because they've put them out of business, as well as other herbal and other remedies and things like that are incredible. But how soon do you see that lid coming off of those technologies and maybe some of the star technologies, you might call them, starting to make their advent on the Earth?
Well, it has started already. There's a lot of med beds that are starting to be supplied in hospitals all over the world. I don't ask me. I don't know where. I just know about one in Holland, in the Netherlands, but there's plenty other ones. It's coming.
Yeah.
The spaceship and the old solar warden technology, it's already there. It's available for old militaries who join the Space Force.
Yeah.
Why? The question I have often is why this is not just visible to the public. It's because it's not finished. The war needs to be really finished and set because they do not want to spread panic and confusion. Because people are like this.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. The I've seen some pretty crazy technology, and I've been on some technology I can't talk about right now, but where I've actually levitated about 5 feet off the bed and things like that, which kind of freaked out the people that were working on it. But
I wasn't supposed to do that.
Go ahead.
You know, as well, there are, I saw the technology, some technology that the Galactic Federation uses. And, you know, when you are a member, we are going soon to be member of the Galactic Federation. When you are there, you put all the technologies in common with everyone. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some technologies that can freak out people when I start to talk about this. For instance, I saw Thorhan buying an object by getting his arm here scanned. He had a holographic sheet inside of the arm, and it was like a device, an access, you know, and he got his arm scanned. That I say that it freaked people out because we've been conditioned to believe that technology is bad.
Yeah.
And it's harmful. No, technology is the future. It's already the present. And it's the future, and it's for the greater good of humanity. It's just who's behind using it that can be evil or good, you know? So, yeah, you need to think about all these things.
Yeah, exactly. I know the Pleiadians have androids, and you can't even tell the difference between them and the android. They left a little kind of a metallic voice. So you can pick it up and tell the difference, but you can't even tell the difference. And, you know, it frees them up to do a lot of jobs that ordinarily they can, you know, they can focus on their creativity and what they really want to do and still live in a beautiful environment and have it maintained and things like that. So it's kind of like me. It's like, I love my tools, you know, it's like my tools are my friends, and they almost seem to be conscious, but the same thing. But, you know, that's a whole show in itself about AI is like, when is it going to be beneficial and when is it going to turn against us? But apparently they've mastered this and they figured this out and they've transcended all those problems that we're going into right now. But I think people's fears are, you know, if you look at China, what's going on, your credit scores and all that stuff, you know, it's everything's done by your phone and you can't do anything over there almost without a phone. It's crazy. But you look at that. Well, I think that's a misuse of AI. You know, it's an extreme invasion of privacy. But with an advanced culture, you really don't have any secrets. I mean, everybody's telepathic anyway. And so I can understand how they probably have some kind of, like, I'm sure it's written into universal law in the details on, okay, you can do this, but you can't do this. You know, if somebody has to push a button to let you into their house, if you're going to look in their house, you know what I mean? Things like that otherwise you couldn't just turn it on and listen in like they are with the phones and everything else. So I'm sure they've got things set up or protocols in that way. And if you break those protocols, then you lose your business or lose whatever you're doing. But, you know, that's in the future. But we need to do that on the earth right now. That's something we really need to do is make an AI rule book with laws and things like that. And that we have to ensure people's freedom and privacy and things of that nature, because it's, right now with these, you know, we can't go too far into that, but these cards, you know, and the, you know, and all that stuff that they're doing now is an extreme violation of your freedom and your privacy and as well as other things, even the Nuremberg Code, you know. So, but we don't want to go there in this episode because we want to keep it up on YouTube. So actually, I'm in Facebook jail again. I think this is my fourth 30-day and, you know, they really think I'm being punished, you know. I don't really care. It's an honor, you know, every time they do that, it's an honor. And I won't subject myself to their obedience training, you know, which is what it is. But anyway, on a different subject. So we've got some new groups that have joined the club or joined the Awakened Healing process. Can you talk a little bit about those groups?
Yes. So, the Galactic Federation I'm going to, yes, the three groups, the Galactic Federation asked for help last year. Well, actually, 2 years ago. They asked for help to the archenemy of the Draco Reptilians, which are named Negumak. They come from Scorpius constellation, from Antares star system. They hesitated, the Federation hesitated a long time to contact them because they are a quite aggressive race. They made an agreement with them and the Negumak came, but they are now at the border of the star system, and how things have gone better than expected, we don't need the Negumak anymore. The Reptilians are leaving. So they are here, but thankfully they will not have to intervene. So which is good news, because if you want, they look like the aliens in, I think it's Independence Day. They look like them. And anyway, so that's one. Then you have a return of a benevolent faction of Anunnaki, who this faction has always tried to save humanity from slavery. They are back. I do not know if they are going to intervene, because now, I mean, it's nearly won. They are just here to assert the victory and to really make sure everything's going to be all right. And but that's not the most important. The most important, it's this huge fleet of ships from the Intergalactic Confederation. So what is it? We can call it the Intergalactic Super Federation or Super Confederation, whatever. That's just a translation. Thorhan, my contact, calls it Intergalactic Confederation. It's a culture. It's a super federation that is that covers many, many, many galaxies, and ours is in it. They rarely intervene in our affairs because they can't take care of everything everywhere. But as what's happening in this star system has consequences on the rest of the whole galaxy, this galaxy, so they're just following it, and they just arrived a few days ago. And they are the fleet is stationed behind Jupiter, between Jupiter, Ganymede, and there's another moon, a reddish moon. I don't know which one it is. I've seen pictures. They are here to not only witness the victory, but to help the humans of Earth to organize and make sure that they are taking the right step in their evolution. They are interested because these beings, there are many, many different species and races in these ships. Some of these beings are called the seeders.
These are
the watchers, but they're more called the seeders. And among them, you have the Patal, the Egon, and I don't know the rest, the names of all of them, but I know these two names. They have participated of the seeding of human species in this galaxy, starting by Lyra.
Yeah.
And they were on Earth before the Anunnaki, before them. So they're back to see how the kids are doing.
Yeah, mom's home, look busy. You know, so definitely. They told me, I was talking about that. I was talking with the SIA, which is one of the Orion Council of Light, the women on there. And she said, she told me some new players have stepped into the game. She said it's, and I said, well, and then I asked her, I said, well, what's happening with reptilian? She said, it's done. She said, that part's done. And I said, what about the grays? And she said, pretty much done. There's a few stragglers here and there. She said, that's pretty much done. And I said, well, what about some of the reptilians, are the Dracos, are trying to get allies for another assault, another shot at this? And she said they're not successful. She said that the people that they're trying to get involved know who's involved on the light side, and they're not going to do it. they know they're just going to get their basically their butts handed to them if they try. And so they're not successful. And if they do try, they're going to be met with forces that are beyond our imagination or anybody else's imagination. So that part isn't going to happen. That was information that she gave me. And then the Andromedans came in, and there's a lot of different Andromedans. People don't understand. There's different levels, just like the Orion system has different groups. And we have one that comes in, just beautiful woman that comes in. Her name's Leah, which is very similar to Sia. And she's been around for quite a while and just beautiful energy. And she was saying this pretty much the same thing, was giving us the same information. And then right after that, we had Enha, who is an ancient Lyrian who came in that was part of the kind of the Anunnaki group. And beautiful energy, just pure love. And Kathy here, she was stroking her face. She was sitting there. She goes, "Somebody is stroking my face." And the whole room just filled up with this beautiful grace, this energy. And I met her at Contact in the Desert. Last time I was at Contact in the Desert, she came to me and she said, "You need to talk about the ancient times, that the history, everybody's focusing on the negative." There was two groups and it was split. And you had Enlil and Marduk, and they were enslavers, and there was turf wars. But there was the guys on the good side, like Enki and those guys, and they were all trying to work on humanity, preserve humanity, and helping humanity to evolve to its highest potential. So there's always, when you're talking about different groups, there's always a percentage of groups on the positive side that are working with universal law, and there's a group that's working on the negative side, you know, with the darker agendas, self-serving groups. And so we can't pigeonhole this stuff. It's like, and I think that's a big conflict right now is in the UFO community and this, all these different groups. They're splintered and they have a niche, and they're aware of what's happening in their niche. And when they go outside of their niche, they get in trouble, you know? And they don't understand the bigger picture, or there's a much bigger picture playing out. And then the ones that understand the bigger picture are ignoring the more grounded hand-to-hand stuff, you know? And so they're all fighting, all this in-house fighting going on. And I go, "Come on, guys, the division is exactly what they want, you know? And we all have to unite. Truth will sort itself out in the end, and we have to practice loving detachment, listen to each person's piece of the pie, and then put it together, and we'll have the whole pie. And we might have to throw out a few pieces here and there, you know, that don't fit." But, you know, it's just crazy what's going on right now. And I've been kind of like the referee in the middle. And you know, I just go, "Hey, I want to hear all sides. I want to hear what everybody's saying." And you know, from their perspective, they're probably all right, but they don't have the whole picture. There's a bigger picture unfolding. And it's important to relay that, is that, you know, people ask me, I said, I'm not an expert in what's happening in the Earth Alliance or the Secret Space Program or things like that. I've been on a spiritual path and connecting with these much more advanced beings. And I said, but they're telling me what's going on in these other ones. They're giving me oversights, but as far as details and things like that, that's not my focus. Yes, you know, that just isn't my focus. And my whole focus is the awakening and healing of humanity, the earth, and earth liberation. That's my focus. And this isn't helping. You know, we're not creating heaven on earth with all the fighting and in-house fighting, you know, and that's what we have to focus on. Are we creating heaven on earth? Are we dividing, you know, you know, do we have the whole piece of the pie? And do we have the whole pie, or do we have a piece of the pie? And in the UFO community, I want to say one more thing. In the UFO community, it's unbelievable how compromised that is. I mean, because you've got shills, you've got misinformation, disinformation, you've got engineering, social engineering, mind control. Everything is going on there. You've got time travelers, you have higher dimensional beings, lower dimensional beings. I mean, it's a big mess, and it is geared to make it a mess, so nobody will never know the truth. But I'm telling people, look, you guys are still 70 years in the past. You're still trying to prove if Roswell happened, You know, do ETs exist?
Yeah,
you
I know,
know
right?
you know do we have anti-gravity? Did the Germans have anti-gravity? You know, it's just like, you know, is time travel? I go, it's all the above, guys, but that's an old story. That's like kindergarten. Let's take the next step, you know, and really get into the bigger picture. And yeah, that's what I feel is really important, is that, you know, we really need to practice that loving detachment, allow people their truth, and give everybody the freedom of speech and the freedom to tell their truth, and truth will sort itself out in the end. You know, we'll find out what's really going on.
You know, yes.
That's my theory on it, my two cents. But I want to get further. I have some questions. Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
Sure. If I can answer.
Yeah. Okay. These are just some local people here that had, they want to know, who are the higher dimensional beings that are at the moon? We're at the moon meeting, or on the moon right now, working with the moon.
I am not aware of higher dimensional beings working at some places on the moon. I know of that the moon, the facilities on the moon, the mining facilities and the Lunar Operative Command have been taken by the Federation and given back to Earth. It was in February. And since the Jupiter agreements in July, these bases are now occupied by the Earth Alliance. They are developing facilities for militaries, all the Space Force, training facilities, healing facilities for the soldiers and all the rescued slaves and prisoners that have been out of everywhere, the dumps, Mars, everywhere. Of course, the Galactic Federation has different levels of densities within their members. Also, the Andromedans are higher density as well. So it may be one of these also taking part of this project. I suppose that would be all that I know myself.
Yeah, I've seen some things to talk about. If people don't have reference points, it's like, what's the point almost? But I mean, we have beings showing up here and walking across, floating across the field, and they're feline beings. And we've just had two massive ships land on Mount Adams just recently. And we didn't film, but the other one we did film, and they were massive ships, and the whole mountain was lighting up, light everywhere. It was really powerful. But and they're working with the inner Earth folks down there, which some of those are six dimensional elves. They're the gatekeepers there that open the light doors for things to come in and out. There's so much going on, and you try to explain this to people, and they go, "Okay, he's on mushrooms or something," you know. And I don't do drugs. I don't even drink. So we're good there. But anyway, these are just talking about my own personal experiences. But I know there's ancient Atlanteans and Lemurians that went under during the cataclysms, and they're on the inner Earth. There's some very advanced. There's giants still living there on the inner Earth that are positive. There's little guys in robes. If I told you what they look like, people would think I was on drugs, but you know, it's like there's some very different beings operating out of the inner Earth, different types of beings. And they're, from my understanding, they're heavily involved now too. They're heavily involved with the Earth. They want to rejoin the surface, you know, eventually, and work together or help the surface. So they're coming and ridding the Earth of these dark forces and these tyrants and controllers. There's so many levels going on. That's what I tell people. I said, I'm the first one to say, I don't know. I don't have all the pieces. There's so many pieces involved, so many players involved. And some, I think it's all in percentages. Some are 100% benevolent. They're totally loving, blissful, higher dimensional beings. And some are degrees, you know, maybe 60% benevolent and 40%, you know, could take their own journey. Like some of the corporate guys are involved, you know. So you know, you just don't know, you know, things can change. Everything is changing. So you've got free will and human consciousness and other consciousness, and they can change it. Everything can change at any time. So there's you can't nail anything down as exact times, which goes into the next question, is that people ask me that all the time, is what they want to, you know, people want a time, and we can't do that, but they want to know, a time as to when we're going to see that we've won and that the tyranny is coming to an end on the earth. Any ideas?
Yes. Yes, it's the, are we there yet? Are we there?
Yeah.
Soon, but I don't know. It's also a temporal war. Yeah. So, you know, so it's never fixed. It was supposed to be happening 20 years ago. It didn't, because it's a temporal war.
Yeah.
It's happening now. Every time I ask my contacts to give an estimative of the date, it's always different because it's moving. But it's now it's latest in 60 years, latest. But it can be before now, you know. Yeah. It can be 20 years, can be 10 years from now. I was going
for weeks or months here. Not.
I cannot give a date, you know. Yeah. I've been told by a lot of people, angry people, because I had the opportunity to visit a ship where there was a looking glass on it, and I looked in it, and I told the story, and people are very angry at me because I asked straight away 100 years from now. And why didn't you ask next week and stuff like this?
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me because while I was there, you think differently because you're in a different environment and different frequency. So I wanted to see the future, the proper future, because now the near future these days, the present and near future, it's very moving. It's not stable. So I wanted to see when it will be stable. So I said, okay, 100 years, how the world will be. And people were like, no, why didn't you need to look at further term, not term, longer term, not, okay, it's chaos. You know, we've won. You just need to finalize everything, but manifest the future at long term. How do you want it to be?
A lot of it's determined on free will and the choices that we make and how much courage we have and when we stand up. I mean, I have some great friends I know that are really standing up right now, and they're going to school board meetings and everything, and they're just laying it out like it is and calling them out on the money and they're being paid to enforce these things. And they go against all constitutional Nuremberg Code. I mean, they're just holding their guns and calling this out, which is great. So if enough people do that, then we are going to change quicker. Yes. Things are going to happen faster. Yes. But a lot of it's up to us. And like you're saying, it's not their job to come down here and fix everything and clean everything up. But they did remove the forces that were suppressing us and holding us down. So it's up to us to free ourselves now from our own people that have joined these darker forces and things. So I was asking both Sia and Leah that, and she said, they told me in 2 weeks it's going to be very clear that the tide has turned. They said it's going to be very clear, but then again, in my mind, I go, clear to who? Clear to me, because I know where to look, and I know, and I'm paying attention, and I'm seeing what's unfolding on a bigger scale, or clear to the everyday citizen, or how about, is it going to be clear to the socially engineered people that are research and critical thinking impaired? You know, it's all perspective.
Yes.
And and it's your, according to your reference points as to what's happening.
Yes. I was told regularly the last few months, I was hearing in my head, October, October, October. So something is happening in October. And then I heard about winter solstice. December 21st, winter solstice. Yeah. Alex Collier got the same message. And I was very happy to hear that. So there's definitely a step we're moving on in December for the winter solstice. Well, and summer solstice for the southern hemisphere of Earth, of course. The solstice.
Yeah, because I feel they said same thing to me. They said October. If you're paying attention, you're going to see what's unfolding underneath. You know, the people that are paying attention, they have the right connections and the right focus are going to start seeing what's going on. if you're interdimensional in your mind and you're thinking, you're going to see the bigger picture and what's pressing in. So, you know, it's a mute point. You know, we are going to go through this awakening and healing, and some are going to go through kicking and screaming, and some are just going to cruise. You know, I was meditating watching Babaji told me that. I go, you know, what's with this shift happening, all this energy coming in? How are people going to handle this? And he said, well, some it's going to hit them like a feather and others it's going to hit them like a brick, you know, depending on their density, you know, and their consciousness. So it's up to us to raise our frequencies and to, you know, I always go back to that old saying, one on the side of God is the majority, you know? So if you're holding a really high frequency, you're going to be affecting so many people, the outskirts of their aura, everything. You're going to be changing realities. And it's important for us to not drop down into all the chaos and the bickering and just come up and allow it to work itself out. It has to, it's part of the process. Yeah.
Yes, the future is us, is the Earth people, the Earthlings entering membership with the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Uh-huh. To do so, we need to be a peaceful world, a peaceful culture, and we will be a federated world, a world made with federated countries which have their individuality and culture strong, but all uh-huh. federated. That's a federation. That's the contrary of a new world order. If you know, there's no leader anyway. But yeah. To get there, we need to get on with each other. That seems a great challenge. But in fact, there's a way, very simple, to get on with each other, which is the condition to go forward as a species. We need to get on with first ourselves, heal our wounds, find who we are, and when we've healed all the conflict we have with ourselves, we are not going to project them anymore against anyone else. We stop arguing, we have interesting conversation, but it won't be conflict anymore, and we're not vulnerable to manipulation anymore, you know, divide and conquer, it's over. So when we reach this state of peace, then we're ready for proper extraterrestrial total contact. Because I tell you, you and I, we meet extraterrestrials with weird faces, weird bodies. We are used to that, but that's not everyone. You know, think about people are listening to this. When you meet, you cross on your path a person who is disabled and who has a deformity in his figure, his face. It's disturbing. You like, oh my God, you want to be nice, you know, but the first thing is like, you're like, it's disturbing and it's going to stay in your mind and you're going to maybe have nightmare about it because, so imagine if all these weird aliens that composed the good federation just made them visible. That's going to be, you need to be really stable emotionally and in peace and ready for it, because you cannot show and disclose a little bit without disclosing the rest. It's everything or nothing.
Yeah. We have to start some movements. Green lives matters, blue lives matter, purple lives matters, you know, eight leggeds matter, you know, feathers matter.
Tentacles matter.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I think about that too. And it's just like, you know, I share experience with you. When I went out of body and I went to the inner earth, and that was back in the 70s or something. I can't remember what it was late 70s. And I was with the Tibetan Foundation. We did this work and we went out of body as a group and went through this guided meditation. Next thing you know, I'm at this huge door and going in, and we're going down through the right paw of the Sphinx, going all the way down into the inner earth. There's a tunnel there. And I saw scrolls and everything. And I tried to go in there, and there was a force that wouldn't let me go in. Yeah. It said, no, not ready, you know, not yet. And we went down there. They opened the door. There's two giants, two guys, brown robes, huge. And there's a little guy that looked like a little Yoda type guy with robes on too. And I looked down at him and I go, oh, what a cute little guy. He hit me with a thought form that was so powerful. It gave me a headache. And I went, oh man. And I go, oh, you're in charge. You know, you're the guy in charge here. So, you know, you're telepathic, right? And they're totally telepathic. They're going to know exactly what you think and what you're feeling and everything else. And it was, you know, in a way it was disrespectful, but he was kind of interesting looking. He was a short little guy standing next to two giants. Right. And so from my perspective at the time, when I looked at him, I go, what a cute little guy. And I didn't realize that, you know, I probably should have been on my knees saying, yes, sir. What can you teach me? You know, basically, but that's just a little thing. What are you going to do if the guy's blue or purple or green or head's totally shaped differently or bodies? You know, there's people with really dense atmospheres that are really short, you know, and stocky. And there's people that are really thin and tall because they have different gravity. And there's so many different things out there we can experience. It's like, if we can't master getting along with the races here on the earth, what are we going to do? How are we going to join this federation? Because we're going to crap our pants when we see what's out there.
Yes.
And some of it may look really weird, but it might be extremely spiritually and technologically advanced. So, you know, we really have to rise up and release a lot of our old programming.
You know? Yes. Yes. We have a little bit of work to do. Start out in ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's the first step. But
in the social engineering, you're really thinking about all the shows are all about, they're coming to kill us. They're coming to destroy us. They're going to make human pilaf out of us. Where that social engineering thing has been going on for so long that we have to release that. And, you know, there were beings that didn't have our best interests, and there were beings that abducted people and actually used this as human pilaf in the past, but that's been cleaned up now. That's coming to an end, you know, so we have to release the past and heal that and to be able to deal with these other beings, which might be, you know, on a whole different level. So I think it's all about inner sensitivity, being developed enough to sense the intent of a being when you meet them and sense their energy. And if you don't have that, you're going to freak out.
Yes. Yes. People don't think about that, but as we are, you and I are used to see these incredible beings, you know, sometimes the other day I realized because I saw someone with a deformity on his face and I thought, yes, people are going to deal with that. That's not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm. You know, in my own life too, I mean, I've had I have full memory of the wars with the reptilians and the tall grays. And in this lifetime, I've had encounters with them, which weren't positive and everything else. And the higher beings are telling me I have to forgive and release that, you know, because if one appears to me, I'm going to grab a bat or anything close, and, you know,
oh my God,
just because of my past experiences, you know, So it's the same thing. It's like I have things I have to release because of the wars and just the encounters I've had here on the earth.
I know. I've been in the same situation recently with grays wanting to beam into my house. They couldn't because there's a protection force field around me. You know what? I wanted them to beam. I wanted. I took my ultraviolet light to see them better. And I took my sword, and I was there in a corridor. Come on, Buster! Come on! Show them! I really wanted to pierce them, you know. And Thorhan was like, "Calm down. They can't." I went, "I want to get them." You know? That's memories.
Yeah, they break very easily.
I know.
They're not that. If they can't override you mentally, they're nothing. If they can't control your mind or subdue you mentally or energetically, they break very easily. They're no match for the strength that we have, you know.
But, oh no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially when the adrenaline kicks in.
Right. Ancient Black League. Oh, don't mess with us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Exactly. A little inside joke there. But there was, we have a long history, just not on Earth, but in other dimensions as well, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, things going on that we've had these Star Wars battles and some people remember and some people are clueless, you know, it's all right. But, you know, your soul is eternal and this isn't the first go around here on Earth. So, you know, we have to let go of that. But to me, as any kind of trauma, you have to allow the wisdom to settle into the soul. And you gain the wisdom from that experience. You don't forget about it and ignore it because you want to gain the wisdom from it. But you got to release the charge and you got to release the energy around that, you know. And that's important because the charge and that energy, the fear or the anger or whatever else is actually lowering your frequency. So I always tell people, look, I'm not telling you forget about that. You know, I'm the last one to tell you forget about that. Allow that wisdom to settle in the soul and raise your frequencies and forgive and move beyond it. You know,
yes.
But yeah, we're getting close up here. We've got some time left. The I'm trying to think of the questions that I have. I mean, this could be like a 4-hour show if we went into all the different races and their agendas and their and who they're here. But just on a quick recap, basically it is things are under control. Basically, we won. There's a major mop up. We've got to do our part on the earth to mop up and clean up, you know, what's happening, what, you know, on the earth. And we do have the White Hats and the Earth Alliance and those people helping us on that agenda. And from my understanding, the Dark Hearts, and even in Antarctica, that's been cleared up. By the way, Antarctica for the last 6 months has been the coldest on record. So, so much for global warming, but anyway, you know, the same folks are behind, you know, the global warming and all the other stuff too that's going on. It's all the same folks. But I always tell people, look, if they've lied to you about global warming, then they're lying to you about everything. And if you go back in history, they haven't told you the truth about anything. It's all just a big social engineering, you know, created by certain alphabet agencies along with these connections with these dark, unseen negative entities. But we just really need to stop listening to external sources right now, yes, especially the news, because you're not going to hear. You know, I've been watching these school board meetings and these people that are all part of the system are so brainwashed and so ignorant about what's really happening. They know nothing about what's really unfolding, the big agenda and the eugenics programs and everything else. They don't even have a clue and they think they're doing the right thing and they're virtue signaling and everything else with no foundation, you know? And so I always tell people, you've got to do your homework. You've got to do your research, use critical thinking and turn off the mainstream news. That all they do is spew one lie after another, after another. And it's so easy to see through it, you know? I like the NASCAR thing where they're saying F Joe Biden, you know, and they're saying go, what was it? Go. Oh, they're saying let's go something or whatever. They tried to change it. You know, the news was trying to change what they're saying. You know, I go right there. There you go. Right in your face on the news. The masses are saying this and they're telling you they're saying something different, you know, so. So, I mean, there's a million examples that you can use like that yes. Just
laughter and humor. That's what they try to killing us by yeah. broadcasting fear. Humor and laughter is a great weapon that really erases fear. That's very good.
Yeah,
that's very good.
And I think two people need to get past, you know, I always tell people the only reason anybody has any power over you is because you want something from them. And so that herd consciousness, being accepted by the herd, and we want that love, acceptance, and approval by these external sources. And, you know, I always tell people, somebody who's rose to the top in a totally sick society is not something to be looked up to and listened to, you know. I said, because they did a lot of things to get where they're at. You need to start listening to the base foundation people, the foundational scientists, the real science, the real leaders, the real... Listen to the farmers, you know, they're the ones, the basic workers. They've got a lot of wisdom, but these other guys, you can almost dismiss it because in order to rise to the top, they had to do a lot of things and they're definitely integrity challenged, you know.
Yes.
And we'll say what they're told to say. So it is from the bottom up that people have to rise from the bottom up and stop giving our power away to these external forces, you know, but and forget about them, you know, having any power over you. They don't, other than what you give them. Yeah.
That's it. That's very important what you just said. They have the power you give them. And they make you think that you are powerless, but you're not.
Yeah.
You had the power all along. It's like the Wizard of Oz, you know, with the red shoes. You had it all along.
Yeah.
We've been wearing the red shoes all along, and now we are on that stage in the story where the curtain is pulled and we see the ridiculous little imp behind.
Yeah, exactly. And I just got the button. Unfortunately, I got the time to wrap it up button. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you, and especially to get a hold of your books? Because those books are great. I totally support them. And I wish everybody would read these books.
Thank you, James. My first book, A Gift from the Stars, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles. My second book, which follows the first one, We Will Never Let You Down, which is the story of my encounters with Valthor and all my adventures in the star system, We Will Never Let You Down, is also available on Amazon. Now you can find the links to my books on my website, elenadanan.org, and all the other things I do on there. And you can also follow my YouTube channel, my name, Elena Danan, where I put all my updates and Q&As on it.
Awesome. Hey, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and bringing some clarity to all this confusion that's going on. And hopefully this will go viral. And I'm looking forward to more updates because, boy, things are unfolding so fast. It's just like, it's where to start.
I was delighted, James, to hear also that you received the same intel from the Orion Council of Light by these two beings, your two friends, and this really confirms even more another source for everyone. So that is also very important. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, folks, got to sign off. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. He said he's Stargate. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And, use that critical thinking mind God gave you and do your own research. That's the only way you're going to figure out what's going on. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.